And let's turn now to the world of sports, where March Madness is in full madness. A brand new season of baseball is just days away, and the debate rages on about whether to pay college athletes.
Well, joining us now to talk about it is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only Game. He's with us, as he is most Wednesdays. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
So let's start today with the conversation that's dominating many water coolers, and March Madness and the brackets. First of all, how's your bracket doing?
Well, let's just say that Warren Buffett won't be sending me a check. He had promised to send $1 billion to anybody who had perfect brackets, and mine lasted about 10 minutes.
He's not sending anyone a check. I think all 25
I think
million
entrants. Right. I have a lot of company.
So what's been the highlight of the tournament for you so far?
Well, Mercer over Duke, Dayton over Ohio State and Syracuse, Harvard over Cincinnati was kind of fun, Kentucky over Wichita State, which was previously undefeated, and until somebody on the women's side beats the Connecticut women, those upsets all qualify. As big ones to me.
All right. Well, Bill, speaking of the NCAA playoffs, big money at stake. A single 30-second TV spot during the men's Final Four will cost about $1.5 million. So all of that money has a lot of players in those games asking for a bit more of the pie. And this is a subject that you took on your show last Saturday. So tell us about this continuing debate of paying college sports athletes.
Well, we talked to Michael McCann, who is Sports Illustrated's expert on legal matters in sports, and he spoke to us about a new lawsuit, I think the third or fourth filed recently, by sports labor attorney Jeffrey Kessler.
The NCAA and its members, including conferences and universities, have joined hands in a way that Kessler and others would say is anti-competitive. Even though they're competitors in many ways, right? Schools play one another in sports. They compete for potential students. They've agreed to prevent student-athletes from making more than a certain amount through their athletic scholarship.
All right, Bill. So tell us about this lawsuit. Does it have a chance of winning?
I think it has a chance of winning because Mr. Kessler is a heavyweight in this arena, and also because there's more and more momentum for this sort of lawsuit. Just before I came in here this afternoon, Anthony, I heard that the National Labor Relations Board had ruled that the football players at Northwestern who had said they wanted to form a union were in fact employees and were entitled to form a union. If this goes forward, it changes everything. And this is, of course, in combination with several other lawsuits involving, for example, the NCAA's use of the images of former players to sell their product without compensating the former players. All of this stuff is a challenge to the status quo.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that the fact that, Bill, that the images of college players are used so much. I mean, are you looking into a crystal ball here? In the future, could they receive any sort of compensation?
I think they should. I think not only the players who are currently playing in college, but the players who were long out of college, maybe had pro careers, and their images are still on, products. Yes, they should receive compensation, just as Michael Jordan or LeBron James receives compensation when their images are used.
It's a really interesting debate and a really interesting subject. Interesting to see how it's going to play out. Bill, before we let you go, we've got to talk about the end of spring training. The Boston Red Sox begin their season in Baltimore on Monday. They've signed up David Ortiz for a couple more years. How do you think the Red Sox look as they begin their season Monday?
The great thing about predictions is that there are so many of them. I have found predictions that say the Red Sox will win the American League East. I have also found people who've said they'll come in last, and then several who say they'll be in the middle. So far, the only thing that I can find that all of the prognosticators agree on is that the Cubs will finish last in their division in the National League.
Oh, the poor Cubs. We used to be there. We feel.
Yes, exactly. But then in 2004, we became just another team that's won the World Series.
Yeah, three times. We won't gloat. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. It airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. He joins us every Wednesday here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Anthony.
And just one more time, an update on that 9-alarm fire in the 200 block of Beacon Street in Boston's Back Bay. We're seeing reports of at least 5 firefighters injured, possibly 2 firefighters trapped in the building that's on fire. Storrow Drive inbound looks like it has been closed to help deal with this problem. We'll have more of this on All Things Considered as the afternoon progresses. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.